Let's go to our WHBC newsline right now. He's the traveling man, our senior White House correspondent for Great Television, Mr. John Decker. Good morning, John.
Well, good afternoon, because I'm in Stockholm, Sweden. Arrived yesterday and here for the next few days. And, you know, why is Sweden in the news? It's because it became, just 2 weeks ago, on March the 7th, officially the 32nd member of the NATO Defense Alliance. And you may recall that same day, there was a foreign leader who was invited by President Biden to the State of the Union address. That was Sweden's prime minister. It's the first time, by the way, that a foreign head of state has attended a State of the Union address of a U.S. president. And that honor was bestowed upon the prime minister simply because of the fact that Sweden's entry into the NATO Defense Alliance was a long time in the making. It was really accelerated after Russia's invasion of Ukraine almost 2.5 years ago. It was at that point that the Swedish people, also the people of Finland, decided, you know what, this is a little bit too close for comfort. We really need the protection of NATO. And that's when that whole process began. It took a full 2 years for Sweden and Finland to ultimately be admitted into NATO. And now they're full-fledged members, and they are good members. For Sweden, it's got a very strong defense industry. For Finland, they have an enormous military. And, of course, they share that long border, the 700-mile-plus long border with Russia. So these are two really important members, newest members of the NATO Defense Alliance, Pam.
And how does Russia react to this with them joining NATO?
They're not pleased, to say the least. You know, it was literally for decades that Russia, as well as Finland, were neutral in terms of not taking sides in the Cold War. But when they saw what happened with Ukraine, when Russia invaded the sovereign territory of a neighbor, I think that was a wake-up call, not just for the governments of Sweden and Finland, but for the people of Sweden and Finland, who overwhelmingly in public opinion polls said, we want to be a part of NATO. We're going to choose sides here, and we want to be on the side of democracy. And so that's what led this push, which was finally consummated just 2 weeks ago, to get Sweden into the NATO Defense Alliance. And Sweden's always contributed to NATO as a partner. Now it officially is an ally of the United States.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So, and what will you be doing, spending your time there, just kind of getting all the information of how this is being handled by folks?
Well, there's that, and also I'm taking part in two events while I'm here. One event is taking place this afternoon. It's with the Swedish American Chamber of Commerce. And I'm on a panel for that particular event talking about the 2024 election. And then tomorrow, another event that I'll do, sounds familiar but different group, called the American Chamber of Sweden. So there I'll also be talking about our election, which has gotten attention all over the world. It's not just in Ohio, Pam, it's all over the world, that people are so focused and fascinated by this rematch between Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Yeah, I saw that you were doing those, and I find that so interesting. I can't wait to hear, you know, what they may ask you or what you, you know, are talking about throughout that. So we'll be interested.
Yeah, I'll share that with you. I'm sure I always get a lot of great questions from people abroad about our election, about our system, about the mood of the electorate. And, you know, I have to tell you, Pam, it's always helpful when I speak with you. I speak with you every day. And, you know, it's one thing when, you know, you're just reporting from the belt, inside the beltway. But it's another thing when you talk to people outside the beltway, you know, in places that people don't think about all the time, like Canton, Ohio, because then I get a better feel about the way all Americans are thinking, not just the ones that are on the East Coast or on the West Coast. And so that's so important to me.
Well, we appreciate that. And we always like hearing from you as well. You give us a good perspective for sure. So,
well,
I think,
appreciate that, Pam.
I think
so.
We get,
yeah. So let's catch up tomorrow. I'll give you a sense about what I'm hearing in terms of those questions, and we can also talk about tomorrow. That now that Vladimir Putin, it certainly wasn't a free and fair election, but now that he's been elected to a fifth term as Russia's president, what that means for his country and what it means for the United States.
All right. That sounds great. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Pam. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.